Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Everyone, I really hoped you enjoyed the episode on Goddess Ashira, or Ashira as it could be pronounced. And I'm doing a channeling episode with her now, and I hope you enjoy this session. I feel her energy that she is here, and she's already telling me that she's a really compassionate and a very wise being, and that many people, especially men, discounted her in the past, even though she said there was a good majority of men who were her keepers, who, this is really funny, kept her locked away for help. Like, they hid her in the past when they were being persecuted or forced to, she said, admit to idolatry in the past. So I'm going to ask her to start from the beginning to tell us a little bit about herself and what her role is and how she helps. And I'm just going to kind of just let her take it away from here. All right. She wants to say that according to the men of that time, and I'm actually seeing it, she was so-called a hideous being. Especially given the way that they described her, the new leaders, they were ferocious in their attempts to eradicate her off the planet. But for a time, she was a leader in her own right, with a skill set that was unmatched by many a man. She wants to say they called her the people who worshipped her, her priestesses, or the priestesses, I guess, called them temptresses, seductresses, that they had wicked ways, and that they would beguile men. Very interesting. But again, she's saying she had many a skill set there, and she helped many people rise to a new standard and into new positions of power and leadership. She gave them wealth. She gave them power. She gave them insight into many things. For that is one of her skill set, the gift of sight. And that is her offering to many of you who seek her ways, who wish to connect with her today. First and foremost, she said that she is a primordial being, an early goddess upon the face of this earth, worshipped by many beings. And that there were many attempts to overthrow her, but the people kept hiding her away. And that many groups would get together to still worship her, even though they were under the watchful eye of the leaders, she said. Many gatherings, secret gatherings, even by men who worshipped her. And she was deeply revered in the past. And her goal today is to help many women build their own wealth. That's very interesting. I wasn't expecting her to say that. And to listen, or access more of their insight, their internal sight, she said, and their internal wisdom. For that is the treasury of all people. She said, accessing within. She wants to emphasize this here on our earth plane, because many of us have this advantage. And our purpose is to help others gain, the fruits of our knowledge and share it amongst many of people. So she would like to help women this way. Access their inner insight, or their inner sight. And she said, again, the wealth of knowledge. She also wants to teach women how to be fruitful and independent. She said, there are many fierce leaders here who break women down and who have sought to do this over time. But her goal is to initiate a new way for women's no longer to be, I hope I'm interpreting this correctly, for women to no longer be dependent upon other men or dependent upon men solely, and to have their own independent wealth. And she said storehouse of wealth. She said when women feel a sense of freedom, because that's what wealth gives you, a sense of freedom, then they're more inclined to take more risks and do what they love and to help others and lead the way. But she said, yes, and pursue your talents, lead the way. But she said something else. Leave wealth for other women. Leave it behind when you leave. And that's important. She said, mention it that way. Okay, I got it. Thank you. She's showing me this too. She said she wants to teach you how to build wealth, right? Because as women, we need to leave it behind for the women coming up behind us to give us the tool set so that we can also be in leadership positions, positions of power to affect change on the planet, which needs to happen here. And she said, it is time for this to come and that women need to be at the head. And it is because it is the power of their compassion and insight that allows them to be effective leaders. Thank you, Ashira. Oh, and I wanted to ask her this. Do you prefer Ashira or Ashira, or is there another pronunciation of your name? Did you say Ashira? She said, yes, Ashira, which is interesting. But she said, you may call her otherwise. All right, I'm seeing if there's anything else that she kind of wanted to share here. I guess I wanted to ask her personally, how did you feel when there were all these attempts to overthrow you? I mean, there weren't just attempts, like they did it. They succeeded, I guess I could say. She said, say again? She said it was a sad occasion to see even wise men overthrow her, her leadership, her knowledge, her wealth that she brought, and to try to decimate her into the ruins of time. But she is, this is really funny, she said, But she is back now, armed with an army of women. She said, and men worship her too. She said, even today, there are men in small pockets of the earth who worship her. She is not forgotten, as we may think. We are just now becoming more aware of her spiritually and learning her ways mystically. All right. So I'm asking her if there are any other reasons why women would want to come to work with her, even though I think that what she gave us is more than enough. She said she also wants us to help, again, other women lead and to become leaders ourselves, like to support women leaders, leadership, because that's really important to her. If you're trying to be a leader in your field, come, she said, invoke my name. Okay. And she said, participate in helping others be more of service to women in fields that matter, fields of prominence that can help shape the planet and push it into a new direction. It's interesting because what she's showing me is environmental disasters and how it's really important for women to be operating in these spaces of decision-making. Because as we operate in these spaces, we will be more compassionate to the planet, to the animals on the planet, to the things that matter that need to be preserved. She just said preserved for the generations behind us and to preserve ourselves, she said, because we will need it down the line ahead. All right. If you have a passion for leadership, she said again, invoke her name, invoke her mysteries, welcome her into your heart, into your being. And she will find you. So now I would like to ask her about offerings. What is her preference? I would love to know. I heard jasmine flowers is one of her favorites. She also likes cakes, honey. incense burning, candles too. And I'm asking her, what color? Do you want red, green, black, yellow, blue? Oh, I just heard her say mercury. I don't know what color that turns out to be, but I heard that. Weird. Okay. She said red too, red. And she's offering her help here. She said, you know, for women leaders, again, but for those who are listening to her, do not be afraid to call upon her name for help, to deal with, okay, I'm just going to say it, to deal with your enemies, for those who compete against you, for those who are trying to wind you down, silence your voice, and erase you. Yes, she doesn't mean this in a negative way. She does not harm others. She wants me to specify that, but to help you learn and benefit and gain even from these tough spaces, these tough situations, she will help you to see the outlook better, to understand the issues, the underlying issues, she said, and to be more compassionate towards others who are, whether they are unkind to you, saying unkind words, challenging you, competing against you. She will offer her words of wisdom. Okay, let me see if she had something else to say. She is a true being with a great skill set, and she is gifted and talented beyond measure. And she said, many of us are. And we are wise and fruitful beings. And we are great. Restore our name. For that is, you know, that is my personal goal today, is to restore these goddesses, restore their reputations, tell their stories, share their wisdom, and to reconnect you to them. She says further, she will address this too. All right. She wants to say that they are beneficent beings. They are not unkind, malicious, nefarious. She said it took many centuries to paint them that way across various lands as negative beings. But she wants to shift the perception about their realm, about who they are and the guidance that comes. Again, she said, you know, they are unlimited and unquestionably useful. And they are loving, and you can count on this. Seek them for love, understanding, and help. Not otherwise. Do not be malicious, she said, in your intent. Be kind and seek and speak from the heart. You know, she just said the word dismantle, and I don't know what she's referring to. So I'm asking her, is she referring to the past, or is there something else she's referring to at this moment? Oh, okay. I hear it. Her goal, and this goes along with what she's been saying, is to dismantle the current system as it currently operates. She said it disenfranchises the people here. It she said, even your health. And her purpose is to restore all of that and elevate you all to the beings that you truly are, with your mind and your heart. She also said that joy lives within the heart. And it can live within the mind if you allow it. I'm seeing if there's any last words here that she would like to say. I'm giving my personal gratitude to Ashira for coming. I never know if a goddess will come, but I feel very grateful for her presence. I very much so enjoyed reading about her, studying her, understanding her, and what happened. So I'm very grateful in this moment. She says, she wants me to stress this to you all, that love is the answer to all things. And she wants to implore this across the board. Specifically, she just said, she said, don't discount what I'm saying. All right. Well, Ashira, if you have nothing more, we give our gratitude, and I will list everybody how to connect with her and her preferences and her offerings. So Ashira, any last words before we go? She said yes. She wants you to be kind to yourselves, you know, and she wants you to trust your inner guide, your own words, your own. She wants you to trust your inner soul, your inner self, your inner guide. It has all the wisdom you will ever need for this lifetime on this path. Thank you, Ashira.